News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
For the 16th year, Missoula never forgets 9/11. Good morning, everyone. Montana Morning for Monday, September 11th, 2017. Partly cloudy and smoky in western Montana, although it was a spectacular day yesterday with blue sky, clouds, and sunshine. You could see the mountains. It was just perfect. It's wonderful. 52 in Missoula. Right now, we'll just wait and see what happens later on today. Our newscast this morning is sponsored by the Missoula Building Industry Association Parade of Homes and Remodeling Tours coming up later this week, the 15th to the 17th, featuring some of the most beautiful living arrangements in the Missoula area. Get more information at buildmissoula.com. Missoula is hosting the 16th annual Never Forget service ceremony today to commemorate the lives of 2,986 men, women, and children who died at the hands of Islamic terrorists on September 11, 2001. Here's spokeswoman Susan Campbell-Renaud.
We are going to have a service at Rose Memorial Garden, which, of course, is on Brook Street in Missoula, starting at 7 p.m. And we have honor and color guards from around Missoula that are going to be participating. We also are going to pay tribute to the police and the firefighters that died that day.
According to Susan Campbell-Renaud, a retired Missoula rural firefighter will pay tribute by reading the names of firefighters who died on 9/11 that he fought alongside.
He's done this for us every year. He actually was scheduled to be there on 9/11 with his friends, and he came down with the flu. That's why he wasn't there, and of course nobody knew that 9/11 was going to happen.
Renaud said the ceremony will take place, rain, shine, or smoke. A video taken in Missoula and uploaded to Facebook last week depicts a man being beaten with a baseball bat and kicked by multiple people near McCormick Park. Missoula police confirmed the video depicted an actual crime and that one 18-year-old juvenile had been hospitalized because of the attack. Police spokesman Travis Welsh says an arrest has been made in that case.
We have made an arrest on one juvenile male. At this point, his potential charge is assault with a weapon, which is a felony. However, the investigation continues. There's obviously more people involved, and we're continuing to work to try to identify those people and hold them accountable if probable cause exists.
And according to a press release that we received from Welsh over the weekend, he says MPD investigators have now identified other suspects involved in the assault that took place. The investigation is ongoing, and we ask, this is the police department, is asking that concerned persons let the justice system do its work and not engage in any kind of retaliation or street justice. It's been observed that other parties are using social media to communicate threats of violence in relation to this incident, which will not be tolerated. Persons acting on these threats will be subject to potential arrest and prosecution to the fullest extent of the law. A Montana man has been charged with deliberate homicide after a fight in Great Falls left a man brain dead. Darion Tyler Douglas was charged Friday with deliberate homicide or an alternative charge of felony negligent homicide. Douglas initially was charged with felony aggravated assault after police responded to a report of an unconscious man. Court records say the victim, identified by the initials ML, was considered legally dead on Thursday. District Judge John Parker said Douglas's bail of $250,000 during his initial court appearance on the homicide charge on Friday. Today, the Children, Families, and Health and Human Services Interim Committee for the Montana Legislature will be meeting to discuss a possible objection to Governor Bullock's proposed 5.5% cut to health provider payments for those who offer services to Medicaid patients. Consumer Direct Personal Care Chairman Bill Woody said the cuts will lead to reduced services.
We employ about 15,000 people in 13 other states, and we're located here in Montana because I live here, not because of the business in Montana. Frankly, this cut is going to make us seriously reconsider what kind of services and supports we offer in Montana, because it is, frankly, the most draconian of all the states that we operate in toward health and human services.
According to Woody, the cuts have already hurt his company's ability to hire and have directly impacted the services Montana families receive.
Currently, we are unable to hire nurses. We're given an hourly reimbursement, which doesn't provide us enough to pay a nurse to get a nurse to do help for little kids. There were five little kids that were seriously dependent upon care from nursing. We weren't able to provide nurses, so we had to discharge all of them One of them moved out of state to try to find other care, and that kid subsequently died, but there's still four that are still alive. You know, we'd love to see them continue with services and supports, but we can't provide it, so we had to withdraw from that program.
The decision doesn't get any easier, as the department is facing an additional 10% cut. We'll also have to find room to cut another $50 million from the state budget. Firefighters from the Oklahoma-based Osage Nation are heading to Montana to help fight wildfires. Television station KOTV reports thousands of acres of land have been scorched by wildfires in Montana, which has experienced widespread drought. The Osage was recruited to help fight the wildfires by the Flathead Reservation in Montana. Firefighter Britton Red Eagle said the Flathead Reservation sends firefighting teams to Oklahoma during the winter months when wildfires are common in that state. Red Eagle says Osage Nation firefighters plan to depart for Montana. Well, they departed yesterday and plan to work in 16-hour shifts while they are here. In the last 30 days, the Helena City Commission removed a fountain from a public park that was presented by the Daughters of the Confederacy back in 1914, one of many Confederate monuments and statues that have been removed across the country. The Mansfield Library at the University of Montana will be holding a public forum discussion on the subject this coming Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Assistant Professor and Web Services Librarian Jackie Wilkinson explained the purpose of the forum.
Why we need to keep having these conversations about why it is offensive and wrong to have our nation's history portrayed in such a narrow way and a way that is offensive to, should be offensive to all Americans, but is particularly offensive to people of color in this country.
Wilkinson explained why there is no one on the panel who supports the retention of such monuments.
Confederate monuments continue some of these hateful messages towards people of color, and that they need to come down and they need to be considered differently than how they are in public spaces. So while I encourage anyone of any background to come, know that is not a viewpoint that we consider to be a valid counterpoint to the panelists that I have described.
Wilkinson asks anyone who attends will be respectful of the discussion. The forum will be held in the East Faculty Office Area on the main level of the Mansfield Library. The event is free and open to the public. Finally, Montana Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian says he will not ask state colleges to review their policies about how to handle sexual assault allegations until he gets more details on changes from the federal government. Last Thursday, U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos announced plans to reverse all or parts of guidelines set by the Obama administration in 2011 about how to comply with Title IX, the federal law that prohibits discrimination based on sex in education. Christian told Lee Newspapers of Montana it's too early for the Board of Regents to consider any statewide response to that announcement. Our News Talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station. Look for a mix of sun and smoke today with our high temperatures in the mid-80s. Winds will be out of the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight lows will drop into the upper 40s or back into the mid-80s on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for KECI 13.